Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry, and happy Lunar New Year's.
Yes, well, a happy Lunar New Year's to you, Jim, and I'm glad to be back.
Year of the Tiger. So did you kick off the Year of the Tiger with a news release?
Yes, we had a news release out on the February the 2nd, and it was to do with the patent allowance in China. And I did get some feedback on that. They felt that now the Chinese would know how to utilize our process, but the reality is when we filed our first patents and they were approved in the U.S., they were printed. And so this is just extra protection. Like the guy said in that newsletter that was that I sent out from Seeking Alpha, that it was building a moat of patent protection. That's what we were doing, and that's exactly what we were doing. And I'd sooner have a patent in China than not have one. We've already got the patents in South Korea, Japan, and India. And we're waiting for two allowances to come through, the Chinese and the Canadian, and then we've got the Australian, so and the European. So it's a great day for us, and nothing to worry about there. That's just further protection. And we still feel that we've got the I was going to say something rude, but I won't. We've got it
by the tail.
Hey,
yeah, you got the tiger by the tail.
Well, that's it. You're the tiger, tiger by the tail.
Now, Larry, this patent protection, what is it protecting?
It protects our IP, intellectual property. It protects our process, which is part of the intellectual property. It protects our, our know-how and how we do it and our science. So, it's really important for a company to have these. Only those companies that don't have patents will poo-poo them. But, I'd sooner have a patent than some proprietary knowledge, because, that's more difficult to prove. And, away you go, Jim. The patent protection is very important. There's nothing for the shareholders to worry about. The more we have, the better the protection we have. And it's just a company being prudent with the shareholders' money to make sure that we're not taking steps in the wrong way. We've pretty much built this whole company on getting those patents as the first number one crucial results from our R&D, and after that it's been improvements on the R&D. As I've said in many broadcasts, that the sands are always shifting. And speaking of shifting, Jim, the lithium market has been going bananas. It's up four times. It's around $54,000 a ton in China now. So it's critical. If you don't have production like China does, production and chemical processing of the lithium, then or the rest of the cathode materials and anodes, then you're not going to be protected. So yeah, we like that lithium price. It shows that we have a number of about $18,000 a ton of scrap. So $18,000 a ton, that was about the total number that we had with all the cathode materials and lithium back a year ago. So materials that are used in building batteries are going up, even aluminum, which is up about, 50%. And, so we also reclaim aluminum. The price of the lithium going up the way it has would certainly turn the dynamics on lithium iron oxide, or so it's just a big plus for us. And but you can't really build a company on spurts in the market. You've got to look at the overall market, and you've got to decide that hey, this is a fairly safe entry point. This is where we can make money, and then you go into negotiations, and this is one of your focal points. If you don't know how much money you're going to make, how can you negotiate a contract with somebody? So we try to get our horses, keep our horses in front of the cart, and the cart will catch up. But these are exciting times in the market. I think we closed at 85 or 86 today. So, you know, it's been a steady go and steady buying in the market. So I couldn't be happier about that. So, Jim, we're going to go into the weekend here with a couple of great things. One is the sparking lithium prices, also the uplift in the other cathode material prices, and certainly the patent applications, so it being accepted. So it's been a good week. It's been a good week. My health is beginning to get better, and I certainly wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy. It's, you know, a combined illness of, you know, like that can really put you on your back for a while, and it takes a while to build back the energy, so you can't overdo it. And that's something I've learned, something I never learned before. You know, I was off last time I had pneumonia. I was off for 3 days, and that's not enough. That's not enough to recuperate. So I just advise everybody to look after their health, because that becomes the dominant thing in your life when you don't have it. And so let's just continue on, Jim. I wish the shareholders a great weekend, and looking forward to next week. And I also wish yourself and Tom a great weekend, and Kim, I should say, the neck that turns ahead. So it's, you know, it's been a good time, Jim.
Larry, for people who are new to American Manganese, what's the company all about?
Well, it's a critical metals company that we got involved in technology back in 2008. That's a long time ago now, and it was to take low grades of manganese and be able to produce them, something the U.S. Bureau of Mines was not able to do in 60 years of research. But, you know, in their defense, I have to say that there's been new developments in filtration and things like that that have made it easier for us to develop a process that can take very low grades of manganese and turn them into metal. And that metal fetches a premium on the market. So, yeah, we've taken that technology, and certainly Cameco recognized that this may work on the cathode materials in a lithium-ion battery, and sure enough, it did. And we're pretty confident that we've got the world by the tail, or the tiger by the tail, and we're going to keep moving ahead with what we've got. It's been a very slow, step-by-step process, but it's all coming together. We're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded on the QB board under the symbol AMYZF. And we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. We're very transparent about everything we do, so you can do your research on our site by just going to the site, looking at the press releases, looking at the qualifications that we have, and the endorsements that we have, and do your due diligence that way. It's you can reach us at, or you can get that site at AmericanManganeseInc.com. You can phone here at 778-574-4444. Or you can send me an email at LREAUGH@AMYMN.com.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on February 4th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.